Now, a new study to assess how the in-camera rule impacts on family law proceedings is being undertaken by legal and social experts at UCC and Trinity College. In-camera court proceedings, the identities and privacy of all parties, including children, are protected by law before, during and after those proceedings. This study will look at the limitations and the strengths of the rule. To tell us more about it, I'm joined by Dr. Aisling Parks, who's a senior lecturer in law at University College Cork. Dr. Parks, good morning. Tell us a little bit more about this study and what prompted it.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on this morning. This study was commissioned by the Department of Justice, and it's the first of its kind to examine the practical operation of the in-camera or privacy rule in Irish family law and childcare proceedings. And the aim of the study is to seek to provide a 360-degree view of how various stakeholders, including parents and families, social and legal professionals, as well as judges, researchers, journalists and media like yourselves, experience the perceived limitations and strengths of the rule in practice.
How will you go about the research?
So there will be a number of phases to the study. The first stage we're launching today, which is a nationwide survey of parents and families who have been involved in the Irish family law system. So this study will be fully anonymous and it'll be online, and it aims to capture the unique perspectives of those family members with direct experience of the family law courts in Ireland, and in particular with the focus on how the in-camera rule has impacted their lives outside of the courtroom. And this survey will be live until mid-August. The second phase of the study, which we'll be undertaking in the coming weeks, will be the conducting of a number of focus groups with key stakeholders, such as legal professionals, social professionals, and of course, finally, with the judges, to understand their perspectives on how the in-camera rule operates in practice.
Because there are some exceptions to the rule as it operates at the moment. Are you working towards perhaps looking at some other means of creating further relaxations?
Yeah, well, I suppose it is important to say that the in-camera rule itself is actually quite unclear. It's a little bit vague. It's the exceptions that are very clear, and they essentially say that, I suppose, with the permission of the minister, you know, that certain categories of individual are permitted to be present in court proceedings to document those proceedings in an anonymous way. So an example of that, for example, would be the childcare law reporting project. But I suppose it's with a view to focusing on how the rule could be relaxed to incorporate, for example, qualitative research and looking at how the in-camera rule impacts people outside the courtroom. So, for example, in their daily lives, you know, people who are undergoing separation and divorce proceedings or even childcare proceedings may need support outside, you know, in terms of how they're dealing with what's happening in their lives. And the question is the extent to which the in-camera rule prevents them from accessing those supports. That's just one example.
Okay. The first round, you say, will be assessing and asking parents too who have been involved in in-camera rule family law proceedings to contribute. How will you find them?
Well, I suppose, first of all, to say that it's not just parents, it's anyone who, any family members who have accessed the course process in the context of family law proceedings. So that would actually include parents, grandparents, relatives, guardians, foster parents, anyone over age of 18 in relation to guardianship, custody and access, separation, divorce, domestic violence and other family law and public childcare applications. So we're distributing the link to the survey through community groups, but as well we'll also be circulating it through social media such as Twitter. So that will come from UCC, Trinity College and also the Department
All
of
right.
Justice.
All right, so for people listening this morning who maybe have something to say and would like to contribute, what should they do?
So if they are active on any of the social media outlets, they will have access to, you know, they'll find it through my own Twitter link or through UCC and Trinity, as well as looking at the Department of Justice and also have a look at the UCC School of Law website.
All right. So if they Google it as well, I'm sure it'll come up
Absolutely.
For them and they can access it from you. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Dr. Aisling Parks, there, a senior lecturer in law at UCC.